Does Almograhi deserve to die with dignity? This is the question that we put to Nicola Sturgeon, the Deputy First Minister of the Scottish Government. She's still insistent that the Scottish Justice Secretary, Kenny McCaskill's decision, was the correct one.
What justice can be served by bringing the dying man back to the UK to imprison him, only for him to die? Almograhi is lying comatose, surviving on intravenous drip in a room in his family's villa. He was released on medical and compassionate grounds, as required under the Scottish Constitution. It is clear that he is close to death. The looters have stolen his medicine. His relatives are insisting that they are getting no help from Gaddafi loyalists or new regime. Pictures and video have shown Almograhi clearly unconscious. How can you possibly bring a man in that state back to Scotland?
I think it's outrageous for Nicola Sturgeon to keep up with the pretense that his release was on medical grounds. She may have been able to fool some other people for a long time with that lie, but the chickens have come home to roost with the files that have been uncovered in Tripoli. These have shown the lengths that the British and the Scottish governments are prepared to go in dark dealings that suit their own political aims whilst denying the rights of individuals.
That's the voice of Pamela Dix, whose brother died at Lockerbie. She's secretary of the group UK Families Flight 103, which represents most of the British families bereaved by the 1988 bombing. And she believes that the government still have a lot to answer for. Meanwhile, investigative reporter Gary Morrisrow believes the discussion over Almograhi is not even relevant. Almograhi, he believes, may not even have been one of the bombers of the Lockerbie Flight 103. And he cites the fact that there are persuasive arguments put forward by various investigative journalists and security experts in an effort to explain what has been described as the greatest single act of mass murder on British soil.
Well, essentially, there are three theories. There's the idea that it's revenge for the Iran Air Flight 665. It could be a cover-up of the CIA drug smuggling ring. That's another notion that's been posited. Or maybe Abu Nidal is acting for Colonel Gaddafi. So there's these three ideas, and I believe these questions, combined with the documentation uncovered by Human Rights Watch, demands that rather than worry about what we do with a dying man, energy should be directed to finding out what really happened and what shady deals, as it were, the politicians and security services were engaged with following Tony Blair's encounter in the desert with Gaddafi.